There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
All right, here we are. Episode 21 of the Regrettable Podcast. And, we're here. We're old enough to drink now.
Yay!
That's Jay's line, stealing it from him.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you guys feel? How do you guys feel so far?
That didn't come through really well, did it?
No, it didn't. A pretty pathetic burp from Patrick.
Can you
Jay?
Dub in a really good burp on that one?
I will. It'll happen right now.
There you... Oh, sorry. Man, right...
I can just burp on command.
Do it again. Ready? There we go.
Dang, that's impressive talent.
Yeah.
Put that on your resume.
I could. Burp on command. Yeah. I used to be able to fart on command, but I don't know what happened. I lost that skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't use it, you lose it, right? So,
my wife had a coworker that she nicknamed Tootin' Coffin.
That's pretty funny.
Because she would fart and then try to immediately cough afterwards to cover it up. But, I mean, farts can break the sound barrier.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't beat the sound barrier with your cough. You know, it's the timing is, I don't know.
Can they really? Or is that just funny?
I'm just kind of going.
Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe you know these random things. Like, did you know farts can actually break? I guess you'd hear a sonic boom, wouldn't you, if you break the sound barrier with a fart?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Any special skills? I can wiggle my ears and stuff. I don't know. Like, you got anything like that? Anything where it's like, you know, a talent show, you know, amateur night, and you get up there and, you know, balance something on your head or wiggle your ears or something, burp on command, fart for what seems an hour, anything like that?
You know, I feel like I'm very talentless at this point.
Yeah.
Now.
You can't do any of that.
Nothing that can compete with that.
I know.
Farting for an hour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hopefully there'd be an ambulance waiting for you to... This is impressive, but I do have to go see a proctologist afterwards.
To, like, simultaneously let air in and expel it at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But, yeah, how are you guys feeling about it? Anything you want to impart about the podcast? Episode 21, that's pretty huge, man. We're, like, podcast adults now.
Are we spoiled because we have a built-in audience that we... that we like to think comes to see us or hear us every day?
Probably, because most other podcasts are starting from nobodies. We're just slightly above nobodies, so like we have a built-in as a few
funny.
People join us in from the radio show.
Right.
Yeah, we got JB, we got the...
That's
it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, so...
Oh, that crazy chick.
Oh, well, she's super crazy. She demanded you make a retraction on Facebook earlier. Did you see that?
Yeah, like a public apology.
Yeah, apology.
The crazy one with the soap?
She was like, you're saying all this stuff, and then... No, not the soap one. Oh. A different one.
Different one.
And then I like went back. I was like, have I lost my mind? Did I really say all that in that article? And I went back, and I didn't, so...
Oh, it was hilarious. But the people are policing you. There's themselves on the Facebook, and that's what I like the best.
I was like, lady, whatever you're taking... I want some.
I was going to
desperately
say, double it and hand it over.
Yeah, I haven't looked at Facebook in a while, but Patrick's recent article that he wrote about something pretty big happening in our small town here has sparked again my hatred. And looking through it, just realizing, man, do people suck?
People are they're grotesque online.
Holy cow, they're grotesque online.
Yeah.
And like, and then the people trying to act holier than thou about the people acting out. Who are like you so-called Christians and stuff? And like, you saw that one, yeah.
I love
like,
it.
I don't
back
know.
And,
man.
It's back and forth. It's like neither of you are better than the other because we're all on here, you know, popcorn Michael Jackson style, watching this go down.
Yeah.
So none of us are better than the other,
and both sides are right. One side is saying let them burn, and the other side is like, well, there's no facts yet. And it's like they're saying let them burn because I saw one that was like some lady writing out 50 page paragraphs about how she was in a wrapped up in addiction, and she struggled, and you couldn't possibly know, and all this, and so you know, f the people who are handed out prescribed drugs. If people acted right on Facebook, you know, we wouldn't get that many hits. It's the fact that you know, this was such a polarizing article that it blew up, man. It got crazy views, crazy likes and comments and interaction shares and the whole thing. Basically, what happened was a pillar of the community has been arrested.
Search warrants executed at a number of their... They're a physician, and a number of search warrants executed at the locations that they operate over suspected overprescription of opioids.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's not often that you see the DEA show up to a place like this.
Yeah.
They knew how long, who knows how long they've been working on something like that. It seemed pretty coordinated. There's this major effort.
And the basis of their investigation, they said, was due to complaints received from members of the community, which, again, a small town like that, that could just mean some, you know, annoying asshole who didn't get what they wanted. They call the DEA and
a
say
seeker,
a bunch of... I hate to be in this position where I have to write this story, and I obviously in a situation like this, I only stick to the facts. No conjecture, none of my own opinion coming through, I hope. Because at the same time, I don't trust the federal government when it comes to a lot of things, and I definitely don't trust the DEA.
Right.
And I definitely don't trust, they're coming from, I don't trust community complaints, and I don't trust DEA informants who are generally drug addicts themselves.
Right. And
it's just I have no trust
anywhere except in the person that's being accused, maybe, because we've actually met them.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. That's funny.
I've actually used their services before, and I found, and I was struck by the number of comments on the post from people being like, I don't know what the DEA is talking about. I've tried to get pain pills from them before. I've tried to feed my addiction through them, and they wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
You know,
it was that one coming in with I had a hurt back, and they said, you know, aspirin and
walk
a hot towel.
Walk
it off, buddy.
Which is, that's exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you come in with fibromyalgia and want 500 Percocets to help you out afterwards.
I'm sorry. Fibromyalgia is nothing, right?
How it was explained to me once?
Yeah, go ahead.
By a doctor who shall
remain nameless.
Thank you, sir. They said, and I quote, fibromyalgia is the diagnosis we give when we cannot diagnose the pain.
Yeah. It's like the fill in the blank.
Right, but like they can always diagnose the pain. Always.
Usually, right?
So like it's going to be something that's either being made up or something that's mental. Or something.
No, the first part. What was that again?
Being made up.
Yeah, I think it was more close.
But
to
what
that.
If
the doctor
mental,
not having the
be...
courage to actually come out?
Right.
And
that's
possible too. Hey, I need to tell you, you're full of shit.
Subscribe or prescribe something that has a long name that sounds like medicine, but is really just sugar pills or something, and see what happens. And then I'm feeling better. You know, can I get another? This is that placebo.
Right.
You know, because it could be mental.
You can mentally.
Make pain in your body.
And if you're not seeking real drugs, quote unquote, you know, the opioids, then you're right. It very well could just be something in your brain that a sugar pill could definitely help your self kick.
Exactly. It's something like, I believe that you believe that you're feeling this pain, but there's no medical diagnosis behind this. So fibromyalgia.
Right. And the only two people I have specific knowledge of having been diagnosed by a doctor with fibromyalgia personally, I know for a fact they were seeking drugs.
I got you.
You know what I mean? I knew that for
a fact. Is that something you can get opioids from?
I don't know if that's a thing now because of the opioid crisis.
Right, we're cracking down.
But we're talking 15 years ago, too.
Absolutely, I mean, that was like the Wild West.
Right.
You could get it prescribed for just about anything.
Right.
You know, my wife, quite famously, as she'll tell, is... she had a kidney stone one time, and she went to a local doctor's office, and they were like, oh, well, actually, that's not what you need to worry about. You have a hung toenail, and here's a prescription for OxyContin to help you out.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah. Crap. Now, this was like, we're talking like 13, 14 years ago or something. So, You know, it was like there wasn't a whole lot of regular. And that's kind of why we're in the place that we are now, where I think I was telling you guys earlier, every one of us knows somebody who has stolen somebody's TV so they could pawn it to go buy more Percocets
right
afterwards.
All you listening out there?
Yeah.
Thinking of the name?
Percocet. Motley Percocet. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's a big thing in rap, I guess.
I love putting this on Facebook. This has been like a real-time illustration of the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is a syndrome that is very common in our society nowadays, where the dumber a person is, the less they realize they're dumb.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of like someone who thinks they're... You ever met somebody who's terrible at singing but thinks they're really good at it?
Right.
Yes,
right.
You know, my daughter.
And in this case...
that gets left in?
Yes, oh, yeah. Absolutely. Julia, I love you, and she knows who she is.
Yeah. Just stop singing, please.
Yes, please.
But in this case, it's almost like some of the posts here, the more illiterate a person is, the more authoritatively they're speaking on the subject. If I could just read one here. This is from...
I don't need to know what them words say to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say her name, but it's Crack Whore. And I go to blank. This is the name of the clinic. I'm not going to say any specifics here. But I go to blank N, just the letter N. I can say... This, they kept telling me nothing is wrong with your back, kept ignoring me until I finally got Yem to send me to pain management. And guess what? I have a serious case of osteoarthritis in because blank shrugged me off. I'm 30 and can't take care of my two kids without my pain meds because the pain is unbearable some days. I'll still go then for my anxiety, but think I'll be finding a new doctor.
Hmm.
I think whoever this particular healthcare provider can afford to lose you as a patient.
Probably.
Sounds like they were getting some Xanax for the anxiety, though. So I'll still come for my anxiety.
Right.
But
it sounds like somebody who's like a terrible parent and wants to pass it off on their back pain or something. Yeah. I don't know.
We can't judge on that. We can't. It's funny, too.
It is funny.
It's funny, too. But you never know, man.
Yeah, it's meth will really take it out on your spine.
Absolutely, it will.
But yeah, he's
on one today. I love it.
I'm looking at the picture. This is she is meth if meth was a person.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah. And she looks.
He doesn't help.
Coming off a 5-year heroin binge there. I mean, yeah. All right. Tyler's like, yeah, I'd still tap it. Sure. She wouldn't remember it.
Yeah.
with no harm, no foul. But yeah, no, she looks like meth personified. Her fella here, he looks like fentanyl. Fentanyl was a person.
If you thought you bought a Xanax bar, but it was actually full of fentanyl, that's what he looks like. It's personified.
I'll be honest, looking at these profile pictures, I would say she would look no different like an autopsy photo. Like that would be the same facial expression, the same shade of black under her eyes.
What's the opposite of empathy?
Oh.
whatever that word is, it's Patrick. Patrick is that word personified.
That's funny.
Like you give him straight up the facts out, and he'll like fill in the blanks. Like,
oh, I am so sorry that you that you chose meth as a lifestyle.
Well, I do meth. It's on my resume.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. There's some people hold their addictions like that they got over like a shield. You know, I saw that all over the Facebook posts. Like, now you're an authority on this because you were addicted to it. You know, like, I get it. You understand what the drug does and how to get it, but it doesn't exactly put you an authority in this subject, you know.
That ain't really going to heal the hole in your brain.
No.
Left behind
by the aspartame addiction you have.
Hey, I actually had a conversation about that in a podcast.
Yeah?
That aspartame. There's no... Was it me that brought that up here?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no scientific evidence.
I didn't think there was.
That proves that. It was all from I think we were talking about like conspiracy theories or something, right? Or a conspiracy theorist, and this guy specifically had a conspiracy theory that aspartame puts a hole in the brain. Anyway,
we were talking about Red Bulls.
Red Bulls, okay. Yeah. Well, okay, well, I was thinking of Diet Coke specifically because that's what the wife drinks.
Right.
That's what Laura drinks. So.
Right.
But yeah, the aspartame. So
it's still bad for you.
There's science.
There. Right. Yeah. There's science behind that it's bad for you in some way, some capacity or another.
Maybe in the way it makes your body operate in conjunction with other foods.
Maybe.
Because if you consume a lot of sugar, your body all of a sudden releases the other whatever, and you don't... I don't remember anyway.
We'll get with the doctor on it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fact-check ourselves. It's Facebook. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I absolutely hate when the media talks to people who are battling addictions and how tough they have it. It just makes me sick to hear it. I heard one on NPR recently where they were talking to this woman. She lives in Dallas, and she's got like two kids, both of them like meth babies, all kinds of problems and stuff. And she's like, I've been clean for 6 months, and let me tell you how hard I got it. I need more government assistance, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I've always hated your views on this. Always. Like, we've been arguing about this for like 7 years now.
I love it.
Yeah. The first time I remember you were like, I have more respect for drug dealers than I do drug addicts. And I said, you're an awful person.
Hey, just terrible. I like capitalism.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Laura says when it comes to, because she deals with a lot of foster children.
Yeah.
And foster children often come from, you know, drug mamas and, mm-hmm. you know, drug babies and things like that. She says that you can often tell immediately the ones that are going to straighten up and want to become a decent person for that baby.
Right.
And the ones that are going to give you 6 or 7 more.
Right.
She says it's very clear which ones, and so I don't know what drug. If there's a specific drug, I think if you asked her, she'd say meth is a bad drug. Is mm-hmm. that, you know? But there's a lot of drugs that do that. But so I don't know what drug is the worst when it comes to creating parentless children.
Ugh.
But the point is you were talking about. I've been 6 months clean, and you know, I just need more assistance. Usually, it happens real quick. Whether they're going to turn around and, you know, and make it happen, or they have a life changing event at, like 10 years later where they can't, they're in a wheelchair for the rest of their life. So, right. You know what
Maybe
I mean?
It's and, just and, this right. particular interview because she's like, yeah, if only the government would give me more money, and because like my son's got like autism. And the other one's got this, and he's also got that, and he's got, like, IBS and stuff. And I'm just like, NPR, this is the best person you could find. Like, you are...
Yeah, they're bleeding hearts.
You have just, like, you've just taken, like, probably 10,000 bleeding hearts and turned them into, like, hardcore conservatives right. with that story.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have an audience for that type of story.
Oh, sure.
You know?
NPR is a widely listened to. I mean, it used to be, anyways, because, again, it's the one that you can always add. It doesn't matter where you are. You turn the radio spectrum down to the lower end of the FM scale, and you're going to find an NPR station. They used to be pretty good because they are publicly funded, mm-hmm. pretty good about being very much factual and down the middle. And the last 4 years, they have kind of I hate it. They've kind of veered off on a tangent here that I don't see them coming back to.
I think just like all the others. I mean, this past, sure, like, just let's say 6 years.
Other
I
would privately say. Funded right. media sources, not something that NPR is 100% publicly funded.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's funded by the people who want to listen to it, right?
No, it's funded by taxpayer money. They have a budget allocation every year. And, right. and that's why it's constantly under threat. I know our very own congressman has talked before about getting rid of that budget for NPR because literally of how partisan they've seemingly become over the years. They walk a very thin line on that. And yes, they do rely on private donations and stuff, but the vast majority of their funding comes from Congress.
Right. I guess I've heard, you know, for years and years, people, conservative people, crapping all over NPR. I mean, it's always been left skewed,
a little always. Bit, and that's
or let's call it factually based.
Yeah, right. Because the vast majority of the country is left leaning.
Yeah.
It honestly is. I mean, that's hard sometimes for us for folks who live in rural areas to see that. But again. I mean, the nation's 60-70% urban, and which, you know, generally urban people are going to be left-leaning. So by far, the country is leans towards the left. Now, our politics don't always reflect that because of certain handicaps that are put on place for certain people to vote because of gerrymandering. There's a bunch of reasons, but yeah, no doubt the country is, when people ask, well, why is the media seem so liberal? Why they seem so leftist? Because the country is. That's right. That's the general tack we've been following and sailing for a long time now.
Right. I guess I've just always hated NPR. Not hated it, but like, don't listen to it ever, because I don't like the bleeding heart stories. The music's
it can
terrible.
Be incredibly boring because of how factual it is, because it doesn't sometimes fill in that it doesn't add the color to it. Like,
I guess it's less that for me. It's what they choose to do, like sure. What they choose, who they choose to interview and whatnot. Boring because they're like, all right, now let's go down to, I don't know, some issue you didn't even know was a thing.
Right.
Or like, or, you know,
and
just
it's been incredibly bad the last 4 years. Like, they wanted to fill this niche that they saw being left. I don't know why public radio decided that was the route they were going to go. And the Fifth Column podcast, which I've talked about on here before, Matt Welch on there of Reason Magazine, he says he's a very libertarian leaning guy. I mean, I guess it's a libertarian magazine, but he talks about like how he listens to NPR on his car ride every day, and it used to take 20 seconds before they would mention the word like equity. Mm-hmm. He says now it's 5 seconds before you tune into NPR before somebody says the word equity and the whole story is wrapped around it. And I was like, nah, you know, come on. I listen to NPR all the time. I don't hear that. I can't help but agree with him nowadays. Now I would argue with him over how important that is. He says not at all, and I say there's very much reasons to be in favor of it, no doubt that is the baseline now for NPR is extremely left, and to the point where they're seeking out stories that are just non, I mean, it just don't matter, like,
yeah.
the access to bathrooms for homeless people, I don't know, it's not the biggest issue facing America.
Maybe I throw a question out there then, possibly for those rural, small-town USA guys that felt like America's media was not representing them in left-leaning. Could that be why Fox News or, you know, Fox News Channel, quote-unquote, has been so well-received in small-town USA because they feel like they're now represented?
Sure, yeah.
It's entertaining, too. I mean, most especially nowadays, he keeps talking about the last 4 years. Well, the last 4 years, things have become more scrumptious, you
true,
know, and
very
like
true.
They need more padding around them and this and that. Like, let's take the most non-biased, factually based thing and put it into radio. It's going to be so boring to listen to when you could just watch Fox News, get what you want to hear, and it's also super fun, and there's explodey graphics and big letters and stuff coming at you.
People
you don't have
yelling.
To read very well.
True.
You know?
You don't have to read
like,
at all.
Yeah. You don't have to read at all. Yeah, people yelling.
Remember the average
happening.
Age of a Fox News viewer is like 78
right.
or something.
And yeah. when they do bring a left-leaning guy onto Fox, they're really bringing a punching bag. A guy that who's usually smart, but they know they can just slap him around. Like, I've seen it so often. Mm. Like, this guy, you know, Tucker completely destroys this. It's like, well,
right.
let's see him destroy Michael Eric Dyson or something. Mm. Like, let's see him destroy somebody who can absolutely stand up and hold their own in a debate. Because most of the guys I see coming on Fox News, and I commend them. I still commend them. You know, but they get slapped around like
sure.
like nobody.
Yeah, they're going
business.
Into the lion's den.
Yeah.
You know,
nobody does that.
It's very similar to that guy. I forget his name. He's well known on YouTube. He'll set up the
Crowder.
Crowder, who's like debate me on this, and
right.
And it does, you know, and then you just see people making an ass of themselves trying to debate him. The guy's come in with a million talking points,
yeah.
Visceral stuff that is it's more just he can throw the verbal gymnastics out there to,
right.
that nobody can compete with it. And
he edits out.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. absolutely. That's
not fair.
Constantly have to remind that to people. Like, did you see that? You know, debate me on this
everybody.
Thing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like, come on, man. He's obviously editing this extremely.
How about he? Yeah, and he researched this thing extremely and sat down at a college campus with one of those general kind of liberal things like, you know, there's only two genders, debate me, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then people can sit down who just like, well, I feel, you know, and they sound dumb.
Right.
Instead of somebody who can come in with a factually based, like, you know, and know what they're talking about and this and that. Because when like with the whole transgender thing, when you hear somebody lay it out in plain terms, it makes total sense to me. I mean, we've talked a lot about it. It's odd. Okay, there's not a debate around that. But you know, it's not that hard to wrap your head around.
It's America.
Everybody.
Be who you want to be.
That's all I'm about. Yeah, let's just not worry about Xing out the people who would be liberal voting for, say, a Democrat. Now they're going to be voting for something else or not voting at all because they're totally turned off by identity politics and stuff.
It's true. You're like, right. No, they're,
You know, smoke without fire kind
like,
of
thing. Right. Like, are you afraid? Were you afraid that, like, you know, people who are going to vote for Hillary are like, you know, vote Democratic? And they're like, well, you don't support public funded transitions for prisoners? You know, oh, I'm going Donald Trump then.
Yeah, right.
Like, you
right.
know, like, no, yeah. it's...
You might lost three votes or something. Yeah, three people who, that's their number one issue.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jeez.
I noticed we have, like, six people in China listening to our podcast.
They're all just, like, what's their equivalent of the NSA? Listening to hear what Patrick says next on China. Yeah. Like, it's just
government.
That's
the whole red government.
There you go. It's just the red government.
Yeah. But ni hao, xia xia for listening today. And
nice.
Caitlin, do you have the wa tai pang la?
Now, I've been playing this new game. It's not a new game by any means. It's an older game, but it's very popular, and I've been feeling addicted to it for the past few days. And I try and look up. It's one of those really popular games. It's got all kinds of, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, I guess lots of Asian influence and stuff. And some of the characters are a little like anime-ish, you know. And basically, it's disgusting. When I try and look for stuff about the game, all I can find is porn on it.
Oh.
It's a huge, like, I saw a funny thing about the game that was like, so there's two different subreddits for the game. It's like, one is about, it's called like Overwatch Strategy, and the other one's called Overwatch Porn. And the Overwatch Porn has like 200,000 more subscribers on it than the Strategy. And he's like, see, this is why you are all suck at the game.
That's funny.
Because you're just busy, you know, pleasuring yourself to it rather than playing it. You know, I'm looking for strategies here. I don't understand this.
What game is this?
It's Overwatch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's super fun, you know, crazy, you know, first person shooter deathmatch style game. But like some of the characters are girls. And I guess, you know, neckbeards, man, the neckbeards. Again,
is it any different? That cultural change, that milieu there, the one of the recent mass shootings that we had in the United States. I forget which one, where. There's so many, I can't keep up with them all. But the guy, his manifesto said that part of the reason why he did this is because he would never be able to actually meet his true love, which was a pony from My Little Pony.
Yeah,
the bro, he was a brony, and this was in his
same
manifesto.
Category.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at the picture of the guy, you're like, God, you know, his high school yearbook was most likely to commit mass murder. This guy was right there.
But I'm feeling like that's the guy also going to town on the Overwatch porn. I feel like. Yeah. Like, I could totally see a guy shooting up a place and being like, because I'll never meet my, you know. One of the characters' name is Diva, and she's like the biggest. Thousands of drawings and videos and renderings of her just doing unspeakable things. I'm pretty sure she's underage in the game.
Oh no,
I'm pretty sure. Maybe not. I don't know. But there's that. I would.
That's a bad thing or something for these guys.
Yeah. They're like, they don't care. They'll be like, I always see something about this whole thing where it's like they're rendering like underage anime girls. It's like, well, she's 1400 years old, she's a vampire, you know. It's like, when you're a vampire, you stay the age and size you are, you no longer grow. Like, well, then we're cool, then fine.
Wow. The 21st century defense for pedophilia. Yeah. I thought she was a vampire.
Yeah, said she was 2000 years old.
Yeah,
that's way older than any. That's way over the
that's way over the universal rate, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, like, man, the internet culture has just gotten... I used to think I was pretty, like, up on it, you know? Like, I may not have been into it, but I was at least up on it.
Oh, we and all were.
We all, yeah. But I think now, though, it's, like, tentacled so much.
Yeah.
It's such a web.
Pun? the tentacles. Yeah, because yeah, right. That's disgusting.
Well,
too.
That was like the original, right?
Right.
Like
that's true.
Hentai. See,
the reason
such,
you
and...
thought you knew it is because, man, you were like, you were a master like e-bombs world. You were all over.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah.
remember e-bombs world?
I remember
and
rotten.com
like,
and rotten. Stuff. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Like and AOL and MSN Messenger yeah. and like MySpace.
I had
and
an
stuff.
AOL account.
Right, and that all quit. The I mean the internet was like. Equivalent, I don't know what was something that starts off and then just completely yeah, but, explodes. Sure. Like what you thought was popular a year ago is no longer, and this and that. Like TikTok will be nothing. I'm certain
in a decade. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
If even that.
If
yeah,
even,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Right, you're right.
Like,
right.
But like that. What was that one? That was the short clips. It was
Snapchat? Oh Vine.
Vine was like yeah. the hugest thing for like a year
which
or two.
Which is TikTok
and
now.
Then, yeah, yeah, and completely mm. is nothing now. Yep. Right. So.
I was reading about some new trend. Leave it up to the New York Post to just like present things to me that I think I can understand, but then I don't. And Dreamcore. I don't know if this is a trend you're familiar with on TikTok, which is a subgenre of weirdcore. Neither one of these things I have any idea of.
Is it
but this
music?
Dreamcore is this trend on TikTok from what I understand, where people share or they present makeup, come up with these. Unsettling, weird, almost dreamy-esque images and videos to the idea is to prompt some nostalgia for maybe things or experiences or places you were at when you were younger. But of course, you know, when you're now as an adult to try to remember things from a child, it's generally kind of a dreamy, hazy memory. Yeah. You know, like I can think of things that I have really trouble like sharpening in my mind. And now Dreamcore is a big thing on TikTok to turn that hazy nostalgia into imagery form to unsettle people. It is much, much stupider and vapid than I am making it out right now. Like I think I've explained it better than maybe anybody ever has, but...
So they do that for themselves, or they do that for you?
I think for you, for the watcher, it's.
So how is everybody going to have the same experience and relate to that?
You know, it's weird. I looked through about 20 images, and a lot of times it's like weird kind of nondescript pictures of houses or rooms or stairways. It's something that each one like it's an image that every one of us and anyone listening can form in their mind from right. a past
are
experience.
Are we tricking ourselves?
But it's yeah. kind of a tricking yourself uh-huh. into thinking like to see an image but to trick yourself to think that it's almost a memory you're having in your brain. You can almost look at the picture and be like, I remember I was there. Like, no, you weren't. It's just like a hazy Photoshop picture or right. whatever. It's none of it's worth describing. Like, I've spent way too much time describing it. But to me, it's one of these segments of like modern internet. Like, why? How could you possibly be spending so much time like to come up with something as nondescript as weirdcore and be like, ah, that's weirdcore is too normative for me. Like, I've got to come up with dreamcore now, and it's like this huge. It's got like, I mean, millions of followers and people, millions of people sharing this stuff back and forth. It's just, man, I'm lost.
It's very odd. I'm looking
very,
at it right now.
It's very odd. It's a little unsettling, maybe. But in a weird, like, subliminal way, maybe.
Right. I guess the one I was just looking at is just a creepy photo in general. Like, you know, just like a dark stairway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's
you can remember that as a kid. We can, everyone sure. can remember a dark stairway when right. they were a kid, you know?
It's just why. Where are these things going?
The mainstream internet interest.
It's getting away from us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It is away from us already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's too late.
And like, I hate to sound old saying this, but I suspect that the people who are now, if we can say that Dreamcore is the latest internet hashtag trend, I can say the folks who are into that, give them 5 years at most, 2 years, and they're probably going to feel completely lost on the internet. Some questions from a listener, I believe. Nuh-uh. Yeah.
What?
We had mentioned on one of the podcasts, like, please contact us, say something, let us know you're still alive. We want right. to hear from you, even if it's just some stupid questions. And I got some here.
Nice.
Like some it. Of these aren't so bad. They're like general like Tinder questions and okay. stuff. Yeah. So naive.
Tinder
more
questions,
like dating
yeah.
show questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tinder, the only thing I think people care about is if you're vaccinated or not. And then, yeah, yeah like, when can you meet up for sex?
Right.
But in any case.
I have a quota of STDs I need to give out, okay? And yeah. I've not met it yet.
Vaccinated against COVID-19, still got HIV.
Yeah.
But oof. Whether it's going to turn into AIDS or not, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, you really may launch into a couple of these?
Yeah,
here?
Let's do it.
I'm just going to pick out some stupid ones, and I'm glad I'm asking so I don't actually have to provide an answer to these.
Oh, all no, right. You have to answer, too.
Nah,
he's passed. Prepped himself on these ones.
Yeah, how many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
Hmm.
They actually wrote to kill a elephant. But I'll add
an.
The proper yeah, yeah. article adjective.
So, so are we launching the chickens at the elephants?
Or,
or are they pecking
right.
the elephant to death?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is like, is it a human orchestrated killing, or is this like if some chickens, like if you were to put chickens and elephants in the same environment,
right?
Chickens were they're starved, maybe.
Right.
Like,
ooh, yeah, they
how many would it take for them to bring down that elephant?
Right. I would have to say like 1,000, and I'm thinking of it like gladiator arena style, you know. Like 1,000 starving chickens against one elephant.
Yeah, all at the same. It's not like they're coming in one at a time.
No, no.
Yeah, they're bum rushing
yeah,
them all
yeah.
at the same time.
Just surrounding
yeah.
it.
I've had like 1,000 chickens. Like I did the backyard chicken thing. They're very easy to kill.
Yes.
Right.
I was going to say.
I would have to multiply that by many times. I think it would take a pile of chickens so big that it would literally, the elephant would just like suffocate
right.
on them.
I was thinking, because I was going through a scenario in my brain, like maybe if you had like a couple of the chickens, maybe if they're roosters and they had like spurs and they gouged the eye of the elephant yeah. out, maybe. But then I thought, well, the elephant would just be like blinded and like smashing everywhere and smash right. all the chickens.
I'm imagining them like attacking the ankle so much. Pecking the ankles so much that it's just like grinding down on them, that where the elephant can't even hold itself up anymore. Elephant falls over, probably crushes half of the chickens, but now the other half can
right.
like a can
death by a thousand
job.
Cuts kind of
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
Like in Lord of the Rings when they're taking on those elephants, they're literally just shooting hundreds of arrows yeah. until they're finally the elephants, which is a pretty somewhat realistic. You know, yeah. Hannibal crossed the Alps to attack Rome with several dozen elephants, and that was. The big thing is the Romans are finally learned, like, you just shoot them enough and they'll die.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
If it was to be human orchestrated, one, you put a chicken in a rail gun and yeah. fire it at the elephant, the elephant's yeah. dead.
Stuff a grenade in a chicken,
exactly.
a live grenade, and then just
like the Viet Cong got a hold of it.
Yeah, yeah exactly. yeah, some chicken trap.
yeah.
yeah.
That's funny.
Chicken yeah. in the trees, man.
Yeah, the chicken in the tree. Chicken in the black.
They're all around
pajamas.
Us, man. Yeah. Game over. Game over. All right, so that one's kind of a dud. Let's move on. Spirit animal. I know this is a question I've been asked before.
Our spirit animal.
I'm just going to say mine's a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours this is you.
Yeah.
My spirit animal
yeah, specifically
is
me.
Patrick.
yeah.
I couldn't be anything else.
No.
I think I've decided my spirit animal is the dragon on Shrek.
The dragon on Shrek.
Is that the gay mine. One?
She's a girl.
Oh,
she's non-binary
God.
Now.
Oh, I haven't seen it, I guess.
I don't know. I have no clue.
I must be thinking of Dragonheart.
Never
what
seen
it. What was Dragonheart? What was that one?
I think that's the one with the Sean Connery as the dragon that talks. And then, like, the prince or king falls in love with the dragon.
Okay.
Know, something. Something
weird.
Happens,
yeah. Weird, yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Then there's Reign of Fire, which
oh,
I always liked that movie, and my wife always makes fun of me for liking that one.
Why?
I think it's great.
It is a great movie. There's some bad acting in there.
It's a bad
yeah,
little
movie. Okay, there's a lot
yes,
of bad spots. Okay. It's a bad movie, but it's a great movie.
It's good, like Mortal Kombat Annihilation is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, it's a good time.
No,
okay?
It's way
not
better.
I'll watch it any day.
Absolutely.
I'll watch Reign of Fire. Ridiculous Matthew McConaughey. Ridiculous. And where are they? They're in UK or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then he's like the American comes through with the tank.
Who else was in there in that? Was that wasn't a Gerard Butler one.
The Batman guy.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Yeah.
You're right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think he was the American.
He was the good
right?
guy. Yeah, or whatever, yeah. Which is funny.
No, I thought Matthew McConaughey was like the badass American bald.
That's right. Yeah, that's leading the tank column or whatever.
And
the
he's
survivors.
The one who jumps at the dragon with the axe.
Yeah.
Right? Or something, or a hammer or something.
Yeah, they end up having to work together. That's right.
Yeah, they
you're
hate
right,
each
you're
other.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
Because Bale is like part of the castle.
Right.
And he's the tank guy that comes up on the castle and they work together. You're
and
right.
And then
right.
it's kind of like
enemy. Yes,
but it's almost like the Bale's like, we just need to learn to live and just survive and lay down low. Whereas Matthew McConaughey's like,
kill
no, we need to tackle this problem.
Classic
head
American.
On.
Exactly.
Why you think America's where it's at right now?
Yeah. Bury your head in the sand to get out of the rain, you bunch of English dummies.
Ask Neville Chamberlain how that worked out. Thank y'all for laughing at that. That's like the nerdiest joke ever.
But. So, Reign of Fire discussion comes out of the spirit animal. Like,
I love it.
Who's saying it? Oh, you're a dragon.
I'm a dragon.
Yeah, you're a dragon.
I am a dragon. Yeah. Sir.
Well, you're like a
fire and
the
blood.
Reign of Fire dragon is way cooler than.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna say I've been asked this a couple times. I'm gonna say a hornet.
Yeah.
I think hornet because life is just chaos. My life is just. Constantly can't focus on one thing from the next, and most people hate me. So.
Yeah, and you just randomly sting anything that comes close to you.
Exactly.
That tries to get close to you.
Yeah. Like, think about the mind of a hornet. Not that it has a mind. There's no mind there. But if, like, you could just kind of see through a hornet's eyes for a second and have your human consciousness, like, it would just be like, you know, it would be absolute insanity.
Yeah.
You know?
It's terrible. It's probably what my ADHD feels like to an extent. Unregulated.
Yeah. No Ritalin. You're just a hornet. Yeah.
Got another question for us, brother?
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to listen. So many of these are...
Ask the dumb ones. I want to answer the dumb ones, too.
Yeah, exactly.
If animals could talk, which one would be the most boring?
The most boring?
Yeah. Turtle, probably. Turtle would be pretty... Maybe not.
I don't know. In Finding Nemo, one of the coolest characters was the tortoise or the...
That's a good point. Goldfish, because every 3 seconds it would forget what it's talking about.
Still
Hi,
swim around, you know. But
he has to describe it to you, and he'll be like, "Oh, you know what the coolest thing about swimming is?" And then immediately,
he's
like,
"Hi, my name's Dory."
Yeah, exactly. We met already.
See, I'd almost think like a tick or something, because like a tick, like it bites down on you, and then it's
the
there.
Vampire.
That's a tick's life. Is wherever it's the most like sedentary creature ever. I mean, it bites down, and that's where it is until it gets picked off and someone burns it with a lighter, you know, or like your monkey buddy.
Even worse,
like pulls
a flea.
It off and eats it.
Right,
a flea.
Yeah, a flea gets to jump around. It can travel.
True. Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
It gets to migrate.
Good point.
A tick,
most boring.
It gets pulled off. Its head usually remains.
Yeah,
right.
On the bike, you know. So
right.
You know, it doesn't. But then it's like its mind gets. It doesn't get to go anywhere else.
What are some of the most interesting then? What would be an interesting story? I'd like to hear a word or two from a roach.
You're like a hagfish.
Hagfish.
You know, a roach might have some interesting things to say after a while. After a while of living,
I think like a sperm whale.
Yeah,
you know, because they're down there like
a long time
battling. Yeah, giant squid and stuff.
Well, that's true. Okay.
But at the same time, their description is really dark.
Right.
Yeah. It's real dark down there. I don't,
Why do I imagine him talking like Captain Ahab? Like, I think... Yeah, a tick could definitely be up there.
Yeah.
Everything else at least has a bit of a life. What's like a slug?
Slug.
Yeah.
Slug.
Everything
would be pretty
slug.
Boring. Not just because it's slow, just because it's like... It just slithers along, slimes along until it finds something that it can eat, and it just sits on that thing until it's gone, and then on to the next thing.
It has no ambition, no drive, no motivation. Like I had a slug on my porch once, and I watched it over like a few days. You know, anytime I go outside, I could predictively tell it's 3:15 this afternoon. The slug's going to be right here, and then like again 9 o'clock that night, he's going to be right there.
Yeah.
Like same pattern every day. This slug never broke out of the cycle that it was living in.
The thing about the slug, though, is I imagine it like no ambition, but more like a stoner, where it's like, yeah, man, like might talk about something trippy, you know? I think maybe one of the most boring animals to hear would be the dumbest animal I've ever seen, which is a June bug.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbest. And these are all bugs, weirdly.
Yeah.
You know, dumbest animal I've ever seen. Just
worthless.
Like, it would literally, if it could talk, it'd just be duh, duh, duh. Like, can't even talk right. Like that one, me and Patrick were standing over this June bug one time that was in like a millimeter of water.
It was like wet concrete.
It was just wet concrete, and it was just like it couldn't do anything about it. And it just had, it had one working leg, and it was just dragging itself along like just trying to make it to somewhere other than the wet concrete. That's, and we were standing over it like,
it's pathetic.
It's a pathetic creature.
Yeah. Squash it out of its misery?
No, I left it in. Like,
he wasn't even worth like kicking into the grass to help out. It's like, you know, we don't help those who don't help themselves.
And that's, yeah, and that's why it's the dumbest creature, because it doesn't even think it's in memory.
Right.
Or misery. It's just like, this is great. Like, can't wait normal, to make it. Yeah. And the way it just like flies at the ground, and it's just zzz, it's like, you have wings, fly,
right,
take flight,
runs into a screen.
Yeah,
it'll go, it'll run into a screen or a window. There are back window, around the June bugs run into the back window.
Like,
it sounds like, yeah,
thump.
Yeah,
like a bird,
like exactly. Yeah. All right, give us another question.
Yeah, what
sir.
You got?
All right, so here's one, maybe just a little different tack. I think maybe this person wanted to know a little bit more about us personally. So,
okay.
Spare time, if you have it,
spare,
what do you do with
time.
It?
Oh, we got to define spare time now, because we do a lot of things in our spare time, quote unquote, that's actually work related.
Yeah.
So,
or maybe it's one person's work, but another
point.
Person's like good time.
Yeah. So okay, spare time. So like a. The recreational time. When you set a set time, when you actually set aside time for recreation. You boys like to go to the lake, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some lake action there.
Is that spare time, though? Because that's like, we're going to the lake, you know? No spare time.
You specified that time.
Yeah, yeah, you specified that time. It's work getting everything ready to go and get over there.
The idea, let's maybe say, like, you have a few hours.
Yeah, a rainy day at the house.
I don't even know about that, because some person's spare time, going to the lake, you need it to be a nice day, you know? And you might need to travel, too, so it's not something you just start. If somebody, let's just say, like, you had 6 hours that you had absolutely nothing to do. You know, if somebody was just like, here's $1,000, 6 hours, only do what you want to do, you know?
$1,000, 6 hours,
I would
do what I want to do.
That 6 hours is worth $1,000 to me.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
would leave that 6 hours $1,000 richer.
Yeah.
I would literally do nothing. My entire spare time is just disgusting.
What, you just stare at a wall or something?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What if they said the contingency is that you have to spend it within your 6 hours?
Well, I mean, then is the.
So you'd find something to do.
This isn't spare time.
Right.
For me.
You would go
there. My spare time, I get spare time every day, trust me. And it's squandered.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my.
Well, maybe that's just because you have plenty of it. You can afford to squander. If you have lots of money, you can afford to squander it. Yeah. Why not time?
True, true.
I guess if you just look at, like, my lazy Sunday that I have no work or anything to do, it is just. A spectacle of awful, if I could just say that. Like, my spare time, I don't even know what that is. I really don't even know what that is.
My spare time in that sense would probably be spent watching a show with Laura. Oftentimes, if we're together at the house, because if I'm home by myself, I'm working on the computer, you know, podcasting or whatever, or editing podcasts or whatever. But if the wife and I are there together and we don't have anything to do for the next couple hours, we'll probably sit down and watch 2 or 3 episodes of our favorite shows.
Right.
What about you, Patrick? What do you do on just a regular old excess time of the day?
He's like any dad that isn't Jay Lindley. Mowing.
Yeah.
Mowing. You know. Like, things that you would watch your dad do, like, I can't wait to not do these things when I'm an adult. You know?
If we
tinkering
like, yeah.
on stuff. He tinkers a lot.
He tinkers. He's a tinkerer.
I've never tinkered in my life.
You make it sound so pathetic.
You do a lot. You do a lot of stuff on, like, the car, like the Rover. And you can do a lot of type stuff.
Yeah, he's got projects. But is that not free time? Because you like to do your projects.
Yeah,
like, that's your free time. I got spare time. I'm doing my projects.
If we're going to get philosophical about it, every moment's spare time, right?
True.
I mean, nothing's guaranteed to you. And you don't have a pool that you're, you know, if you consider, well, work, that's not spiritual. Sure it is. You can choose not to work. You can choose to, spend your time however you want it.
Yeah. Back in the day, any spare time was times you weren't hungry, I think, right? Like, that's the only, your spare time is when you're not, when you have a belly full of food, yeah. Which only lasts a little while before right. You're like, I have no more spare time. I have to
find food.
Work until yep. My food is yeah. In my belly.
Right.
Not die on a rock somewhere.
I think did we talk a little bit about this last podcast where, you know, basically all the things that we've implemented in modern society to make our lives easier has basically just allowed us to put more things into our lives to make us busier.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, okay, now dishes doesn't take forever, or, you know, it doesn't take as long as it does because we throw it in the dishwasher and let that do the washing.
Right.
Now we spend that time doing something else.
Which is why depression is such a big thing, right?
Good point.
You know, now, you know, more than, not that, again, it's not a real thing or something, but I just don't imagine, like, a filthy peasant being like, oh, I'm sad. I'm just lonely and sad today. I'm sorry. I'm just feeling really depressed today. Like, no, he's working the fields. That's what he's doing. No time to be depressed. What are you talking about?
The whole, like, life is sad and depressed. Yes. And terrible. So yeah.
To be depressed, you need to know a good time.
Right. That's a great point. Life is sad. It can be. But it's how you look at it. The other day, I had a overwhelming sad feeling come across me when I saw an old picture of Jackson when he was real little.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I'll never have a little one like that in the house again. And that was sad for a moment.
What did you do?
I then started thinking about all the great moments we're having now as a teenager, and the fact that I'm raising him to be a young man to move on to do his own life. So,
because whenever I have a sad feeling come on, I have one of two options. I let it hit me like a freight train,
right?
Or I like quickly am like distraction, distraction. Look at something else.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah. See, well, I mean, and that's where I was going with it. Basically, you can either choose to now wallow in it, quote unquote, or just stay in that moment and feel that depression or that overwhelm. In that moment, for me, it was an overwhelming feeling of just sadness, you know what I mean? But you can also, like I did in that moment, choose to say, okay, but it was a great time. This is what life is growing and, you know, doing the thing. Why be depressed about something that's natural, about about something I can't control, I guess.
Right.
The point.
It's easy to get sad sometimes. Yeah, I got sad this morning. I was reading an article about Jeff Bezos, and then I realized I'll probably never own a super yacht. Yeah, I really want one.
Right. And you got sad.
But then I'm like, I get seasick a little bit too. So maybe it's for the best that I'm poor.
But then again, there's pills you can take for that.
I'm allergic to them.
In the past year, I've been on a cloud nine or a high of somebody telling me I'm the goat. I'm one of the goats of broadcasting in the area. And also feeling like this is going to probably be the epitome of my broadcasting career.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
You can look at that. I'm not sad about it, though. I could be.
Right. You're like Tom Brady, man. Like,
I could go anywhere right now and just make them number one. No, I'm kidding.
It's just going to get worse from here on out.
Yeah. Right.
It has to.
On the decline.
I hope. Well, you've peaked. Tom Brady, everybody thought that, and then he won the national championship. Yeah, he won the championship for him. But no. I think that what I'm saying is you can choose to dwell on the negatives in life that come sometimes every day, and sometimes they hit you hard every single day. Or you can choose to just take them, roll with it, move on to the next thing, and know if it didn't kill you, how's the saying go? It made you stronger.
Yeah.
So maybe you learn something. Maybe you're bigger, you know, more knowledgeable from it. Maybe you have a life lesson you can help somebody else with someday. I mean, there's lots of positives to pull out of a negative.
And to go back to spare time. Yeah, what you do in it can that can certainly have a negative or positive effect on your mental outcome. At the same time, your spare time, use it how you want to. You know, you shouldn't have this pressure, as long as it's not against like U.S. law or like the Ten Commandments or something. You know, go all for it. You know. Go into it, embrace it. You know, some people feel bad about playing video games. I don't know. I generally don't. you know, afterwards. I could
so
be,
you advocate, you know, stuff and whatnot for all them out there? Do you advocate
all right,
that?
Let's go against the laws of nature. You know?
Like, because there's a lot of, like, disgusting things that I just can't stand. I'm like, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be doing that.
Gaming for adults is even more widely accepted today than it was just a decade ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's for the worse, I think, or in some cases for the worse. Like lots of divorces out of video games and this and that. Yeah. Like I can't please you right now, honey. I can't make love to you right now. I'm with my boys on COD. Like, you know, don't be surprised when she leaves your ass.
I was going to say, even my wife would be upset with that. And she knew I was a gamer coming into it, and she's a gamer as well. So there's exceptions too. If you say, I was first when you said, she's not happy that you're gaming all the time. I was like, well, get with the gamer. And then you're both gaming together. But then, but then you're like, you know, you're not pleasing me right now. Well, that can happen even amongst two gamers. He's taking the COD boys a little, you know, more important. He holds them higher preference. That. You know what I mean?
Than two, like, completely
bros before
addicted,
hoes types thing.
Two completely addicted people who are with each other, just not making love, not going out to the antique store on a Saturday, Sunday morning and having fun, not no breakfast,
right.
None of that. It's just code red and sadness. It's your whole marriage.
Gear fear.
Yeah. You know what's weird is video games are so normal now to play them and everything, like especially among younger people. It's so weird when you meet somebody your age or my age or our age, however we want to say it, who doesn't play video games at all and knows nothing about them. Like,
right.
I've met like 25-year-olds who were like, oh, you're playing the old Super Mario Bros. Or what is
Kenny
that? Like,
is totally that.
He's
who? Kenny.
Oh, okay,
you've,
okay,
yeah, yeah, you've yeah. met you've met him a couple times. He's totally does not play. He's got like Xbox, PS4, all that stuff, you know, but does not play video games. It's just more like, if that's what your thing is, if you want to hang out and just play video games, there you go, have at it, you know.
That's funny.
It's just a little odd.
Yeah.
It's like no video games at all. It's
because like everybody plays video games. I was at the beer store in town the other day, and I was like having to shoot a text message, and I saw like this in the vehicle next to me. When I first pulled up, you know, I'm looking to make sure when I open my door I'm not going to hit anything, and there's like a 70-year-old big fat woman sitting in a vehicle. And then I got like a text. I'm like texting the vehicle, and out of the corner of my eye, I can see this big arm swinging up and down. And I was like, ignored it for a second. I was like, she waving at me, and I look, and no, she's got like one of the new phones that like folds in half, and it has a screen on both sides connected.
Yeah.
And I see her. She's got the thumb and pinky out, like straight out, and she's hammering on the phone just. With the two digits, and for a second I was like, "What the heck is she doing?" And then I like kind of like leaned back and looked at her vehicle a little bit. She was playing Pokemon Go, and she was just going at it. I've never played the game. I don't know if it was like a tournament or something, but she's just like smashed.
Did she only
maybe
have
she was
those two fingers?
Capturing
maybe?
A Charizard out front. No, she had a full hand.
Okay,
she was. But I mean, like going at like 100 rounds per minute on that phone, just like blah 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 blah, clicking. I don't know what the game is. If she was like launching Pokeballs at something or what, but she was just like she was intent. Like I mean,
distracting her from it. She was like
a naked Patrick Swayze could have walked in front of her and she would have not looked up.
Jesus.
Yeah. A better example. Yeah. Would have been like, just a second.
Yeah.
I've almost caught him.
Finish up. Yeah. I'm more people playing now than ever, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Like the invention of phones and whatnot. Everybody's crushing candy and breaking bricks. And those are two completely outdated old references by now.
But I think people still.
Flapping birds.
Yeah. And they're all like terrible games. Like the only games that my wife likes are like those kind of.
You play them once a day?
Games, you can play like 20 minutes a day or something, you know, before you hit a paywall.
Right.
And you got to pay an astronomical amount. She played that Clash of Clans. I remember reading that the average Clash of Clans player spends like $2,500 a year upgrading. Wow. Now, she spent nothing. I think I remember once getting her like an Apple card and putting it on her phone and putting it right on the Clash of Clans account because she was always frustrated with how slow everything was in that game. So I'd like secretly put money on there for her, which she took like a year to spend. So the only money she spent like $60 or something at most on that game, and it was all money that I funneled into it. And then I have other friends, like one friend who goes unmentioned that both of y'all have met, who I told him this very same story, the $2,500 a year on Clash of Clans, and he was like, "That's all?" And I'm like, "Oh, whoa, my God." So I see there's, yeah, you probably got a lot of people putting nothing in it, and you got a lot of people who are putting, like, I don't know, $5,000-$10,000 a year on this game. You know, it's like you could play like Grand Theft Auto 5 or something. It's got like a story, like it's got a beginning and end. You know, you don't have to wait for like a cherry to fall. You know, you don't have to wait for like 3 days, or just pay $4.99.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And the building would be completed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Any more questions?
More questions?
Yeah, I'm sorry,
on there?
I forgot about the questions here. This is just a lot of dumb ones.
All the dumb ones, please.
Oh,
the dumb ones have brought out the good combos.
Hey, insulting our listener right now.
I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What body part would you like to remove?
Like from me or from another person?
I think from you. Let's just say your own.
I'm pretty cool with all my body parts. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm complete.
What would you like
God
to add?
God made me.
What would I like to have?
Add.
Oh, what would I like to add?
Yeah.
I'd add 2 inches of height. I'd be 6'6".
I thought you were going to say 2 inches to the...
No, I would hair. I'd have hair. I'd have, you know, on top of my head.
Yeah,
I'd have
you'd add some hair.
Properly working follicles, you know?
Yeah, can I just take away the fat?
Right.
Is that a body part? Take away the fat from my body?
Liposuction, baby.
Yeah, and like to add, I mean, like, I feel like I have 2 arms, 2 legs, right proportion of things. Yeah.
It's the maximum amount of arms and legs you can have.
Exactly.
That's not true.
That's true.
And not genetically, that's certainly not true. But I feel like this right here is the right amount. You know,
you
no more,
add
no less.
A vagina?
No, definitely not. And not both. Another butthole.
Yeah.
Might be some purpose to that.
What's next?
I hate these questions.
Can I ask one?
You ask
sweet.
One.
Are we done? If we're done, we're done. I'm cool with that.
Maybe a couple things in the news I could mention, I guess. Can I just name one headline that I saw this morning?
Please do.
Demi Lovato comes out as non-binary. If I can just say the only word that I understand in that sentence is as. Is that two-letter? Was that like article adjective or something? Yeah. Preposition?
Yeah.
I don't know who Demi Lovato is, but that's big. And I'm not even trying to get into this discussion. I just want to say that is. I feel like it would be remiss not to mention that because it has been the headlines of every news media organization in the world this morning, I guess.
Okay, let's dissect that statement alone. Would you say Demi Lovato is a household name?
No.
I wouldn't.
So I read that. I read that this morning, and Jay was sitting right there, and I said, "Why does anybody care? Like, why? So who
are you?"
That's the
notes I made. Who cares?
Yeah.
So if she's not a household name, you're not wrong for not knowing who she is and not caring. Does that make sense?
Singer or something.
Now, even if she was a household, let's say it was Drew Barrymore. That's closer to a household name, right?
Yeah. Tom Hanks comes out as Tammy Hanks. Like, I guess I'd be like, that's
we would
that's
talk about that.
Worthy.
It'll shift the paradigm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tammy Hanks. Whoa, ugly woman right there.
Wilson. All right. That's just the whole movie. All right. Sorry.
Yeah.
But no, it's, I guess it goes back to the statement we have made on another podcast about. Celebrity and how much we thrust it up and on pillars,
especially like Demi Lovato. The only thing I've ever read, I keep reading about her in the news, and all she's doing is just leeching on to other things. Like the first time I ever read about her was when DMX died, and she was like, "My struggle with addiction was, and I had the same, and like, and
she's,
my
she's
overdose."
And, I was gonna say she's either attempted suicide or overdosed a couple of times.
Yeah, well, shut up. This has nothing to do with you. This has to do with an actual person that everybody likes, not you. And then another thing came out where she like globbed onto it. I think
like
she globbed onto
they announced the 1619 project, and she was like, "I'm pretty sure in a past life I was a slave."
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, that's what I would expect to read from her. And now for relevancy. And by the way, the headline I read says Demi Lovato says they changed their nouns and pronouns and nouns.
I just see
they changed there, you know, and I was like, this is what you need to do to stay relevant.
But does that go back to what he was saying about making it common and no more, you know, bullying for that type of
thing? It's just like at some point everybody's going to be like, all right, whatever. Like, it's fine. It's normal. Do it. Just do it. You don't have to make a headline about it. I just thought it was a little funny. Like, I try to, especially before the podcast, I try to branch out to more and more
news entertainment news
organizations, I guess it is. But yeah, and it's New York Post, NBC, Al Jazeera, BBC, all of them, NPR, all of them had that as like one of the top U.S. stories.
Yeah.
You know, just like, what the heck?
Who are you? Yeah, Why do I care? Why does anybody care?
Yeah, I have a problem with celebrity, quote unquote, statements make headlines over actual news from the freaking world.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's one thing if I see it on like CNN. Okay, all right, I get it. Even odd NPR news these days, but like BBC and Al Jazeera, really? Like that's you consider that such big news in the United States? It's got to be headlines for y'all's, you know, U.S. section as well. Yeah.
Takes over the Middle East.
Yeah. There's like the Israeli Gaza conflict right now is like second.
Conspiracy trending. Theorists are like, what do they really not want us to know about?
That's right. See, they're just trying to distract us with Demi Lovato.
Exactly.
Hollywood elite stuff.
Well, hey, we're all conspiracy theorists that listen to us. We're on to them.
So let's just wrap this up, man. Episode 21. Hope y'all enjoyed. Let's get the hell out of here, huh?
Yep. Yes, sir. You did ask the best questions on here.
There you go.
Peace.
Goodbye.